Okay, good evening, sir.
Fine, how are you?
I'm fine, sir.
You're welcome.
Happy Democracy Day.
Same to you.
Okay. What are your expectations in the next 3 years? Is it different from the expectations you had before he became the president a year ago?
To be frank, Buhari's 1 year in office is a disaster.
Okay.
Some of us did everything to make it possible for him to come into
power.
To come into power. But for those of us who sacrifice, we are totally disappointed. The pains are very clear. Within the first 1 year, his first 1 year in office, you can see clearly, even from the faces of Nigerians, that there's serious hardship. People find it difficult to eat. You can count them. Our expectations were very, very high. In fact, personally, I look at him as a Messiah.
Wow.
Yes, and even though I'm a Christian, people brought religion and the rest of them, but we stood against it.
Yes.
I said, if this man cannot change this country, we don't know who will change it. But from last year to today, I can tell you that Nigerians are totally, totally disappointed, especially those of us who had faith in him, who believe him, that he was capable of changing this country. But like that faith and belief is winding down.
So you're saying Buhari has not impacted in your life in the past 1 year? His government has not impacted in your life?
I don't think so. 1 year, 12 months is enough time for this government to have impacted. Like I said, we have history of other leaders from other parts of the world. Some of them didn't even spend up to 1 year. But today, they are celebrated. You understand what I'm trying to say? So, 1 year is more than enough. And I don't even see hope. That is the most worrisome part of it. I don't see the hope that the next 1 year, or the next 2 years, or 3 years, that things will get better. I don't know where the problem is coming from. But I definitely believe that something is wrong somewhere. Maybe those around him. Or maybe when he got there, he's no longer seeing well. You know, that's the problem. Because I know that he was sober. Over the years, he has been sober. But when he got there, it appears he's no longer, he does not understand what people are passing through. Otherwise, most of these so-called policies that he's bringing, as far as I'm concerned, he has failed Nigerians. He has failed us. Some of us had to chase PDP people. Chase them away in our wards. And in our where we are staying.
That was during
to make
the
sure during elections, election. Yes, to make sure that this man came in. But today, those who believe in PDP are laughing at us. We have become laughing stocks. Those of us who came out openly to say, look, PDP government must go. Good luck must go. Today, they are laughing at us. In our offices, where we are staying, in our homes, in our villages. I still remember how we mobilized people in my own village against PDP. You know, someone just make sure that this man comes because of the challenge that we've been having in the years past. So, but the problem has continued to persist. So we're even confused. Because before now, I used to believe that if Buhari cannot change this country, I don't know who will change this country. But
so what,
the experience is a bad one. It's a bad one.
Okay, so what would you like his priority to be for the next 3 years, for things to be better?
Well, what is important about this government is the priority should be to what is important is there should be food on the table of a common man. Are you getting what I'm saying? That's one that before now people could eat once or maybe one and a half in a day, but people are finding difficult to even eat once now. Of course, you are aware of the increase in the prices of items in the market. So many things are going wrong. So we maybe he should come back. He should wear his thinking cap. Let him come back to that subconsciousness that he needs. Let him come back to that rhyme that he will need to know and to appreciate what people are passing through, so that he quickly redress his steps. Otherwise, in 2019, we are going to vote APC out. I'm a strong and ardent member of APC. Somebody who believes in Buhari. I'm a follower. I've been a follower of Buhari right from my days in secondary school. When he was a military leader, I was in Form 3. And I saw what he did, and that informed our belief. But that is changing totally. That is changing totally. So, if they want to come back to 2019, I think they need to go back and put in, APC need to go back and carry their thinking cap and put. They should not take Nigeria for granted. Yes, we are past that stage. The way we remove PDP is the same way we are going to mobilize and remove APC. We'll remove APC.
So if you have, you know, one-on-one close-up with Buhari, what will be that one thing? What will you want him to do for Nigerians? Just one thing. If you have, okay, just
no,
where
no, no. What I want Buhari to do is that any policy that he's embarking on, let it be promises. Let it be a policy that will improve the lot of the common man. Let it be whatever he's going to do. Let the cost of food item, let the effect be that the food item, the price of food items have come down. And that people can move at a minimum cost from one point to another. Are you getting that there should be electricity? Look at the cost of electricity. Look at what we are paying between the time before he came in and what we are paying now. It's a disaster. That's what I'm saying. I keep on repeating this thing. So, look at even education. Look at the civil servants. There are so many dimensions to it. The only area I know that I can give Buhari kudos is in the area of security. That one, I cannot lie. If I used to imagine, if good luck had continued, I don't think we'll be here to celebrate this Democracy Day. We'll not be here. He has fought and brought down Boko Haram. And we are very happy. Very, very happy. Lives were not taken.
But you need him to go to other sectors.
But in other areas, the situation is bad. And some of us who happen to be his disciples, yes, we are disciples, even though he doesn't know us. But he has thousands, before now he had thousands of disciples. And everybody is even among the PDP carrying members. If I go home, I have my younger brothers. I mobilize them, I brought them into APC. But today, they are there. Nobody is paying attention to them. Nobody. The same governors are like from where I'm coming from. What they are passing through is not small. No, salaries are not being paid from Kaduna State. It's an APC government. RFI. So some of them salaries are 4 months. For the past 4 months, 5 months, they are not paying salary. People are suffering. So we don't see, if they continue like this, I don't see any hope. If they continue like this, I don't see any hope. Even though they kept on promising us all sort of promises, but I am not seeing hope and I'm not seeing sight, because I think the problem is that he's surrounded by sundry sycophants. I call them scavengers, and that has been a problem. He may have good intention for this country, but the people around him, I don't think the way we are going, they will allow him to achieve. So Buhari may not in the next 3 years to come, at the end of his 4 years, I'm sure that when he looks back, he himself will be disappointed, because he's not achieving, and he needs to do something to turn this around. Otherwise, his fortune, his profile is going down. The fortune of APC and the profile of APC is also going down.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.